Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, hell will his kingdom stand. For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive them out by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away his armor on which is relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, gradually we are getting closer to the end of the Lenten season. We read in today's gospel people's reaction when Jesus drove out demon from someone who was possessed. Instead of the people to be happy and praise God because someone was healed, rather, they started to attack Jesus. They started to malign him. They started to backbite in order to pull him down. But Jesus stood firm, because he was aware of his environment, because he knew his mission. His mission was not to pursue shadow, rather to look focus until the will of God is actualized. He knew his mission because he came for a purpose, to bring salvation to humanity. And for him to be able to do that, he will hand himself, his life, to the people, and he will be nailed on the cross. That was the mission. But while he was trying to do the will of the Father, there were so many detractions trying to make him derail, but he remained focused. My dear friends in Christ, we have been on this journey. We have been accompanying him on his way to the Calvary. I know that it's not been easy. We have been pulled in so many ways in order to make us fall, in order to derail our minds and our attentions from him. So it is not surprising, because even Jesus himself experienced the same distractions, but he remained resolute. So let us remain resolute. Let us not be swayed by the things around us. For example, every Friday evenings, we have Stations of the Cross. And maybe we have made that decision that we will be attending it until the end. And someone wakes up one day and tells you, why do you do this? Why must you go to church every day? Don't worry. Remain focused. Tell them that you have promised that you will follow Jesus to the end. So remain focused. Do not be distracted. Like Jesus, when they were saying all sorts of things, he remained focused. He did not quit. He did not abandon his mission. So let us not abandon our mission. Let us not quit because we are being persecuted, because we are being distracted, because we are being maligned and cajoled. Do not quit. Let us remain focused. And let us ask for the grace of God to remain steadfast, no matter the situation.